Prabhu, Advaita Acharya was the leader of the Vaishnavas in his time. It is said 500 years ago, at that period of time, Sri Navadvip Dham was the seat of all learning, knowledge. And those who are Brahmanas, often called as Chakravartis, Mishras, Bhattacharya, and such kind of people, they are supposed to be vehicles of wisdom for purifying the innocent masses. But rather, they were all completely absorbed in Nyaya Shastra, doing Tarka and Vitarka, having arguments, and they were eager to become Digvijaya Pandits. So they were mostly on a scholarly platform of Sanskrit knowledge, and they were not into anything to do with devotional service. Even when they described the scriptures, they described without any meaning, without any connection to the path of devotional service. They gave very dry explanation of the scriptures. Because of this, the innocent masses became misguided to worshipping all kinds of demigods like Manasa, the snake goddesses, and various other demigods, increasing their material well-being and celebrating very elaborate marriages and such material festivals with no understanding of Krishna consciousness. So people are only very enthusiastic for material life. There was no talk about Krishna. There was no talk about surrender to Krishna. So seeing this, all the Vaishnavas became very morose. They were internally weeping. And Lord Advaita Acharya, he loudly roared like a lion. He said, "This cannot go on for a long time. I will bring the Lord down. Unless Lord himself comes in this world, unless he himself appears in this world, there is no possibility of changing this situation of the people." So saying this, Advaita Acharya went to the banks of the Ganges and he worshipped the Shaligram Shila with Tulasi and Ganges waters and very loudly called Krishna's names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. As we were reciting, Shunya Yitam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Virahename. As the verse says, where there is a Govinda want, then immediately Lord Govinda appears. So because of his intense call that emanated from his heart, which broke the shell of the universe, which crossed the Brahma Jyoti and entered into the spiritual sky and entered the ears of the Supreme Lord, the Lord could not resist his eagerness to appear in this material world only because of the call of Advaita Acharya. So the Lord appeared as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially for establishing and propagating the Nama Sankirtan movement. So the whole credit goes to Advaita Acharya for calling and the Lord to come and appear, and all of us are benefiting from Lord Chaitanya's appearance in this world. So we have to remember the role of Advaita Acharya in bringing the Lord to this world, and the most advantageous chanting of the holy name that came along with the Lord. So Srila Prabhupada says how generally the living entities have a water need or a food need or cloth need or living conditions need, air conditioned room need, and all kinds of facilities. We feel need for all these things except the Govinda need. Shunyai tam jagat sarvam Govinda virahename. So when there is a Govinda need or Govinda want, Prabhupada says immediately Lord Govinda will manifest. And we will always find where there was a desperate, helpless call of the Lord's name, the Lord has always appeared. Gajendra called like that, desperately. The Vrajavasis, when they were attacked by the heavy torrential rains of Indra, they also called Krishna, Krishna Krishna Mahabaho Tvannakam Tvannatam Gokulam Prabhu. Tratu Marhasi Deva and Kupitat Bhakta. They all went and prayed to Krishna, and Krishna protected them. Uttara called for Krishna's help. The Lord protected the child, Parikshit Maharaj. So you'll always find where there is a desperate, helpless call, In Sanskrit, there is a word used, avashenaha. Harihi iti avashenaha pumanarhatiyatanaha. So one who calls helplessly can very easily attract Lord Krishna to come and appear in his heart. Very easily. And Lord's protection, Lord's mercy, Lord's compassion, Lord's characteristics, qualities, form, pastimes, activities, everything will flood the devotee's heart when a devotee calls out the Lord's name very desperately in a helpless mood. So Advaita Acharya precisely did that and could bring the Lord in this world. So following in the footsteps of Advaita Acharya, we should understand the power of the holy name to bring the Lord in our midst. And Prabhupada says, anyone who chants the holy name like that desperately, very soon can feel the presence of the Lord and eventually can get the vision of the Lord. That is why in Kunti Manani's prayers, there is a chapter called as Vision of the Lotuses. Why it's Vision of the Lotuses? One can visualize the lotus feet of the Lord, lotus face of the Lord, the lotus garland of the Lord, and the lotus limbs, lotus-like limbs of the Lord. So one gets the glimpse of such a large darshan by sincere, desperate, helpless call of the holy name. Harinam Prabhu ki. Yeah.